tell the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. From the West Virginia coal mine.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is your Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on December 19th, 2022. I'm James Kelso. Be with you for the next 60 minutes in our Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you want to send your support, at republicbroadcasting.org. I'm up here in North Dakota, due north of Round Rock by over 1,000 miles, and a little bit colder. It's minus 2 degrees right now. But if the wind's not blowing, that's fine. That's the problem is the wind. If it's windy, then the cold becomes a problem. And you're welcome to call in our show, always. And you can do so at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I'll tell you the best thing... get the conversation started here. The best thing I've seen in the last couple of days, very encouraging, really encouraging. And I wish I had some better sound clips for you. Maybe I will by the end of the show. Turning Point USA. They are holding an event right now called AmFest, 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 in Phoenix, Arizona. And it is very encouraging. First thing you'll notice that's encouraging is the, to quote our namesake, the huge crowd. It is huge. And I think Charlie Kirk, the founder and director of Turning Point USA, he mentioned a number over 10,000 people. And these are people registered for a four-day event. That's ambitious, folks, let me tell you. Organizing a four-day event is something. I think the days, I think, were 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Does that work out to Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday? Something like that. But they, oh my gosh, they Today, they had as one of their speakers, Lauren Boebert. Now, somebody help me who is maybe lives in Lauren Boebert's congressional district. Does she pronounce her name Boebert or Boebert or both ways? Let me look her up here. Oh, here we go. We've got a pronunciation here. Boebert. Boebert. B-O-H. The phonetical. B-O-H-B-A-R-T. Her maiden name is Roberts. Born in 1986 on December 19th. This is her birthday. Son of a gun. How old is she today? She is a mere child, 36 years old. And she is a ball of fire. Boy, was she exciting today. And something that gave me encouragement, and if you'd seen her speech, and you should look it up, it will you, is that she was just reelected to the United States Congress from Colorado. What is her district? It is... Her district is, I'll find it for you in just a second here. But she, it's a Colorado district, and they, the left, the communists, did everything they could do to try to cheat her out of this most recent election, and they failed. And that's really good news because of what a special person Lauren Boebert is. She is looking for her district. It's the western part of Colorado. It's the most rural, the most country part of Colorado. Makes sense, doesn't it? But she was wonderful. I'll give you more wonderful speakers. Laura Ingraham. Oh, my goodness. On fire. More. Today, I watched a three-panel presentation. Let me remember who was on that panel. One was Darren Beatty, the proprietor of Revolver.com, Revolver.news, gun. Revolver.news. Revolver.news. That's his website. Oh, one of the very best websites, one of the very best minds. The other, another person on this three-person panel was another amazing person, which is what our movement is producing, Kash Patel. And the third one was great. That was Congressman Biggs of Arizona. Let's look him up. And he's the one who's challenging Kevin, let's find Congressman Biggs here. He is challenging for the speakership, and let us look up Andy Biggs. And he was on fire today. Now, what's exciting about these people is that they know and believe everything that all of you in this audience know and believe. So a very exciting development of the MAGA movement is the appearance, the cropping up of all of these people, these Boeberts, these Biggses, these Patels, these Darren Beatties. And so, you know what we're developing here, folks, is we're developing a bench. We've got people on the bench behind, backing up Babe Ruth. This is looking like the New York Yankees of their heyday, of the Ruth years. This is looking like Murderer's Row. And the, I forget who all was there, but everybody on the Yankee bench could hit a ball out of the park. There wasn't any weak spot in the lineup. If you were a pitcher, pitching against those Yankees, you had to pitch each man because the next guy was even worse. So the that's a very encouraging thing. And that's so strongly manifest in each of these Turning Point USA rallies. So it's not just Donald Trump staging rallies. We're showing we've got some gumption ourselves. We, the movement, people like Charlie Kirk, are putting together huge events and putting together a movement, an organization, a program, and putting together people who are incredibly smart. Laura Ingraham, for example, she sounds very smart all the time. But in her speech she gave at this Turning Point USA conference, she was simply, her hair was on fire. It was wonderful. Donald Trump Jr., on fire. Steve Bannon, my goodness, Steve Bannon holding forth on the floor at Turning Point USA. And I would say this, if you have an opportunity to attend a Turning Point USA event, do yourself a favor and go. I certainly will. If anything appears anywhere within driving distance of where I am right now, up here in North Dakota. And they're based in Phoenix. Let's look them up. Let's see what their latest. Now, looking on Wikipedia is always a hazardous activity because they're such liars. But let me just give it a whirl, see what they say. Turning Point USA. Is an American nonprofit organization that advocates for conservative politics. Let's see how long it takes them. I'll start to read here. Let's see how long it takes them to go off the cliff. So far, on high school, college, and university campuses. It was founded in 2012 by Charlie Kirk and Bill Montgomery. I don't know who Bill Montgomery is. TPUSA's sister organizations include Turning Point Endowment, Turning Point Action, Students for Trump, and Turning Point Faith. TPUSA has been described as the fastest growing organization of campus chapters in America. And according to the Chronicle of Higher Education, TPUSA is now, quote, now the dominant force in campus conservatism, unquote. That's a pretty good start for Wikipedia there. There's not one single slur, slam, or lie. The organization is known for its professor watch list, a site that claims to expose professors that TPUSA says, so now we're starting to get out there, we're, quote, discriminate against conservative students and advance leftist propaganda in the classroom, unquote. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education, TPUSA has attempted to influence student government elections in an effort to combat liberalism on college and university campuses. In 2021, TPUSA started the School Board Watch List website. It publishes the names and photos of school board members who have adopted mask mandates or anti racist curricula. Now there's one, see, or anti-racist curricula. Wikipedia is going off there into the weeds there. TPUSA annually hosts several conferences on various topics throughout the year, such as the Student Action Summit, Young Women's Leadership Summit, and they just, by the way, they just announced a Young Men's Leadership Summit. The Young Women's thing is such a success. Charlie Kirk announced, we've got one for the boys now. Young Black Leadership Summit, America Fest. That's what is taking place right now, America Fest. And Young Latino Leadership Summit. The organization is funded by conservative donors and foundations, including Republican Party politicians. And I'll tell you this, I'm a poor man. I can't donate $100 to much of anything. But I did. I was watching Turning Point. It was so inspiring. I was so the America Fest. I whipped out $100 and put it on a credit card. Not a credit card. I don't use credit cards. A debit card. And I wanted to help. It's so good. Now let's read some more about it. Their headquarters is in Phoenix, Arizona. Charlie Kirk is their leader. They, at least on Wikipedia here, that it says their revenue is $40 million a year. That ain't bad. History of Turning Point USA. Where does this thing come from? At Youth Government Day in 2012, 18-year-old Charlie Kirk gave a speech at Benedictine University. Where is that? Where is Benedictine? It is in a private Roman Catholic university in Lisle, or is it Lisle, Illinois? Founded in 1887 as St. Procopius College by the Benedictine monks of St. Procopius Abbey. All right. So 18-year-old Charlie Kirk is giving a speech at Benedictine. Impressed by the teenager, seasoned political operative Bill Montgomery, oh, there's that name, encouraged Kirk to postpone college and engage full-time in political activism. In June 2012, the day after Charlie Kirk graduated from high school, he founded Turning Point USA, a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization. Montgomery became Kirk's mentor and worked behind the scenes handling the paperwork. The story continues. At the 2012 Republican National Convention, Kirk met Foster Freese. Pronounce his name Freese or Freese, F-R-I-E-S-S. I know he died, I believe, recently, a very important funder of patriot causes, a Republican donor, and persuaded him to finance the organization. Freese also serves on the organization's advisory council. Oh boy, I hope I'm not wrong about him. Well, yes, looks like he did die. Alongside Ginny Thomas, wife of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Between July of 2016 and June of 2017, CPUSA raised in excess of $8 million. Donors include Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus and...
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when
we'll bring it up to date, because, man, this has been a fast growth. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they had breathed their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
No kind of chance for the flag on for the liberty bell.
Sing it, Merle. You know that Bakersfield sound that Merle Haggard so eloquently displays there. It's a wonderful country sound that most of us can imitate, And most of us didn't grow up right in the middle of it. We didn't imbibe it with our mother's milk the way Merle Haggard did. But that is so quintessentially American. Where does that particular sound come from? it's all over the U.S. You know, you've heard it, you know, in Tennessee. You hear it in Alabama. You hear it in Bakersfield, California. You hear it in the voice of Gretchen Wilson, who's from, I think, the border there between Illinois and Missouri. But that is so American. I was listening to, we're way up here near Canada, near Winnipeg. I was listening to a Winnipeg radio station, and they were playing Canadian country music. And I thought it was really nifty that the Canadian country singers, they have somehow tapped into that sound. They sound like Merle Haggard, even though they're from Canada. So maybe out on, you know, in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, maybe in Canadian country, they actually have that sound. And, you know, may it never vanish. Country music is keeping it alive. So let me look at my, I took notes here as I was listening to segments of this. Oh, James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe gave a speech at Turning Point USA. Oh, well, let's go back to more Turning Point article. Hang on just a second. We're reading up on them. Oh, where are you, Turning Point? And, they got, let's see here. Turning Point, when did it really get big? Well, it was the Trump campaign, and Turning Point became sort of a Students for Trump. And, oh, here's one. The 2022 summit encouraged women to get married, have children, and become homemakers. Well, let me say this. The speakers, this was so refreshing, so beautiful. This, over and over again, there was a drumbeat. Dennis Prager gave a great speech, and he made the same point. He said, here's what I recommend. He said, he didn't make a big thing about, well, go to college, graduate from college. And so he said, no, he said, in fact, you know, a good case can be made that college is a waste of money. This is very interesting coming from a really academic, highly university-trained guy like Dennis Prager. I think I was on his radio show once out in L.A. He said, here's the key. Find someone you love with whom you can make a life. Get married and have children. End of story. He said, that is the secret for our future. It's a secret for your own personal happiness. Make a life with someone, marry that person, have children together, and Prager and all the others said, and have as many as you can. And the your happiness is assured. University, optional, in some cases, a waste of money. So speaker after speaker, and this is refreshing, to hear an organization where it's understood by their speakers. We'll be right back.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild
America first. Hey, let me look in my my chat box here. See a hand waving there. All right. If you want to send in a message to the engineer here, or get a message to me, 512-248-8252. And of course, you're welcome to call in. So I'm looking at some of the speakers that I've enjoyed. I'm going to have to go back and listen to more of it. 4 days, still ongoing. One of the people I was immensely happy with came out on the stage, huge stage with, you know, smoke and fireworks and, you know, the production value is very, very high. wonderfully produced, came out in a t-shirt and blue jeans. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Wow. I used to live in Missouri. And if you live in the southern part of it, it's Missouri. And I lived in Missouri, up in Kansas City. Josh Hawley, what a giant. What an intellectual. And this is the thing that struck me about Turning Point USA, how smart. It's people are. So here are some of the people that really knocked my socks off. Donald Trump Jr., incredible. Tucker Carlson, incredible speech. These all occurred in this four-day event that's ongoing. Charlie Kirk goes without saying. Laura Ingraham, brilliant woman, inspiring. Matt Gaetz, what a fireball. I think is he called the Firebrand? He has a nickname for himself. He is certainly a firebrand. Carrie Lake, amazing. I mentioned Josh Hawley. Newt Gingrich, brilliant. Steve Bannon, you got to pause right there. Steve Bannon, what a giant. Steve Bannon is a pillar of our cause. Lauren Boebert, amazing woman. And she kind of illustrates that I mentioned that Dennis Prager and almost all these people, they say this. They say, you know, what we're preaching with Turning Point USA, what we're preaching with MAGA is, and this is the heart of the MAGA movement, is in fact people like this, not necessarily people with graduate degrees who work in the establishment. No. There are people like Lauren Boebert, who may or may not have finished high school, who may not have attended the university, who have had all kinds of jobs, and who are parents with kids. And Lauren Boebert, I'll go to her bio in a moment here, but she illustrates some of that. Dennis Prager, brilliant speech by Prager. Matt Walsh. Harmeet Dhillon. Now, Harmeet Dhillon is currently vying with Ronna Romney Daniel for the head of the Republican National Committee. And Harmeet Dhillon has the support of people at the Turning Point convention, and as does Mike Lindell, both of them with support. Who's another one that's great? Well, Mike Lindell, he's there, and Harriet Hagman, she's the woman who retired Liz Cheney. James O'Keefe, another incredibly powerful mind, incredibly brilliant person of indefatigable activism. Brilliant activism. Jack Posobiec. These are all people there. Darren Beatty, one of my favorite websites is revolver.news. The genius behind it is Darren Beatty. Or Beatty, Darren Beatty. Going down the list here, some of these. Kash Patel. Kash Patel was very highly placed in the Trump administration, and I'm sure he will be highly placed in the next Trump administration. Just keep coming. These are all people this weekend. I'm going down names that are less well known. So those were the really top people that you might be familiar with at this event this weekend. And very informal, like Tucker Carlson. A lot of them came out in blue jeans with a T-shirt or something like that, like Senator Josh Hawley. And just a very relaxed, wonderful, powerful atmosphere. And it's getting, you know, this is something, here's a reason for hope. Donald Trump said, you know, we are the most powerful movement in history. Well, no, he says in America, in history of America. But then sometimes he'll throw out that, you know, in history, I think in history, we are the most powerful movement. Well, it needs, the movement has to be fleshed out. It has to gain organizational structure. And Charlie Kirk and his people are providing that. So it's a wonderful match made in heaven between Turning Point and the Trump campaign. Let's go to a couple callers here. We got Tom in Utah and Charlie in Florida. Tom in Utah, can you hear me?
I think I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, I hate to admit that I have not been listening to RBN today. Been busy doing other things. I turned on, just for a few minutes, NPR. And I heard the fact that they are now charging Donald Trump with federal crimes, you know. Maybe I missed out. Did he drive a tank into the doors of the Capitol, followed by all the foot, you know, all the an army of men behind, and he made a left turn down that hallway and went down chasing Nancy Pelosi in front of his tank?
Well, yeah, let's go there right now. Let's go to Donald Trump, and let's go to Donald Trump right now on his Truth Social website. And he's talking about what you're talking about, that yes, the SOBs of the January 6th committee, the Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, et cetera, Adam Schiff crowd. Here's what he has to say. Let's see his most recent post. 17 minutes ago, he puts this up. This is 17 minutes. I don't know what it's going to be, but here it is. The president just put it up.
I do expect that they won't take it seriously. The Justice Department will say, among Congress, look, don't tell us who to investigate and who to prosecute. You had a kangaroo hearing, one-sided. You didn't allow any cross-examination. You didn't allow any adverse witnesses. So don't expect us to take seriously any recommendation you make about prosecution. So the American public should make no conclusions based on this one-sided recommendation. And it should ignore it as well. It's worthless. It's a worthless piece of paper.
Okay. The president just put that up 17 minutes ago. There's another one.
They are so terrified of him.
Right.
It is obvious they are just.
Well, he's
so
their
afraid.
Nemesis. Yeah. No, he is. And this is a point we make on this show repeatedly. It's for that very reason. In other words, you have two sides of a coin here. The fact that they hate Donald Trump with such a passion, that's actually why, it's not why we love him, but it's a reflection of that. So like some people, a little more weak-kneed on the subject of being in the MAGA movement, they go, oh, people dislike him so much. We can't. He's a liability because people dislike him so much. I can't tell you how much they hate him. They're spitting. No, that's why he is the natural leader for our cause, because they hate him so much. And no, we're not looking for the person who kind of gets along with the creeps, the communists.
Stuck up, yeah.
And by the way, I like what the president today, he didn't refer to the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Today, the president referred to the Democrat Bureau of Investigation. He called it the DBI. And, of course, that's accurate. That's correct. It's not, there's no, it is an adjunct to the CPUSA, which I don't know whether the CPUSA thinks they're in charge, or the CPP, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. I don't know which one thinks they're in charge, but the Federal Bureau belongs in there, that's for sure. Here's a post the president put up an hour ago. He says, and this is important because the president put it up. McLaughlin poll, Trump is still the one to beat. Among likely Republican primary voters, 61% want to see Donald Trump run for president again in 2024. Okay, that's good. The president just put that up. And then he puts up 4 hours ago, the president links to Congresswoman, distinguished Congresswoman of the state of New York, Elise Stefanik, who writes, the president's quoting her, her statement on lame duck speaker Nancy Pelosi's sham unconstitutional January 6th committee. And then here's what Stefanik writes, big Trump supporter. House Democrats and vicious never-Trumpers who were run out of Congress by the American people continue to desperately and unconstitutionally target President Trump and Republicans. The American people see through this partisan charade, which is why they fired Nancy Pelosi once and for all. The Republican majority will hold House Democrats accountable for their illegitimate abuse of power. That's Stefanik from the state of New York. Yeah, there are patriots in New York. Hey, I was born in New York. My parents were just students there, but
what year were you born there?
48.
Oh, my parents were.
My dad was he had finished his service in the U.S. Army Air Corps, and fortunately, he never shipped out as a B-17 pilot. He never shipped out. The war ended, and then gave me a chance to be born, because the casualties among those pilots were terrible. So many didn't went up in that flying coffin, never came home. But after the war, on the GI Bill, he went to Pratt Institute of Design in Brooklyn, hayseed. From Cornhusker, from Lincoln, Nebraska, and so that's, you know, I came along as their first child, and so I was born in Manhattan, actually, 1948, but kind of an accident to be there.
My wife and I's kitchen window looks straight down 42nd Street.
Oh, okay. Well, I was born there. There's
from the
a hospital.
Palisade.
Oh, well, the
Flower
Palisade. Fifth Avenue. Yeah, Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital is right across from the botanical, the conservancy, that flower garden. Right across the street from the conservancy in Central Park is Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital on Fifth Avenue, up the street from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And that's where I was born. But here's the president writes this 2 hours ago. Think of it. The radical left Democrats, parentheses, communists, end parentheses. I'm loving this. He calls the Democrats communists. This is new. This is wonderful. This is true. Spied on my campaign, lied to the FISA court, lied to Congress, allowed an invasion of our country on the southern border, embarrassed us in Afghanistan, gave away our energy independence, killed us on job-losing regulations, wouldn't use the 10,000 plus soldiers I recommended for January 6th, refused to look into an election fraud, the reason for January 6th, rigged and stole the 2020 election, allowed ballot stuffing, FBI, Facebook, Twitter, and Biden crime. And I'm the one.
Have you ever seen so much vitriol coming out of anybody's mouth as, you know, the media and over a president? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's vitriol.
Here's what he writes 4 hours ago. This is Donald Trump. These folks don't get it that when they come after me, and he's responding to this criminal referral that you're describing, Tom. When they come after me, and I'll finish that sentence, because it's you they're coming after, folks, right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
And with that, folks, hey, you know, I want to play something, Tom, here, and keeping Charlie waiting there in Florida. We may or may not get to you, Charlie. Let me just play a few seconds of this. I made a reference to, you know, what's wonderful about Turning Point USA is their love and promotion of the real heart of our civilization, which the left has been working to destroy for all of our lives, which is our families. This is the heart of who we are as Americans. And so I mentioned Merle Haggard is, you know, he's so basic, so fundamental to that, and so steeped in it. Listen to this song of Merle Haggard's. Many of you know it, but if you don't, this is one of his great ones, The Roots of My Raisin. This is Merle singing about that America that he grew up in.
I left the four-lane highway, took a blacktop 7 miles. Down by the old country school I went to as a child. 3 miles down a gravel road, I could see the proud old home. A tribute to where life is almost come and gone.
Almost come and gone.
The roots of my raisin run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need. Hope comes no matter how far down I'm sank. The roots of my raisin run deep. I pulled into the driveway and it sure was good to be there. And through the door I could see that Dad was asleep in his favorite chair. In his hand was a picture of Mom, and I remembered how close they were. So I just turned away, didn't want to wake him and spoil his dreams of her. A Christian mom who had the strength for life the way she did. Then to pull that apron off and do the Charleston for us kids. Dad, a quiet man, gentle voice, seldom heard. Could borrow money at the bank, simply on his word.
Simply on his word. What a genius Merle Haggard was. Born on April 6, 1937, and died on April 6, 2000. When? Let me look him up. April 6, 2016. Boy, time goes. April 6 born and April 6 died. That should be a national holiday. The roots of my raisin. We're going to run out of time. We did. Charlie, I apologize there in Florida. And you too, I apologize, Tom. And I'll give you the wrap-up on the Turning Point USA AmFest going on right now in Phoenix, Arizona, tomorrow night. So be here for that. See you then, folks.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.